Cindy's visions were blocked in a way that I've never seen before. Lambert Castle has secrets, and it intends to keep them.
This is good puppy, baby. This is good puppy, baby.
Look at your handsome little baby face.
All right.
I don't know why, but I expected him to be bigger. Like, I expected him to be, like, more of, like, a medium-sized dog.
Well, anybody who's watching, this is our foster dog. He's Foster Fail.
That's gross.
And so he doesn't know how to dog yet. It's pretty funny. Vivi's teaching him, though. He is. Look at how snuggly.
I know.
He's such a little snuggle bug. Look at that. He's a doll face. So cute. Yeah, he's very cute.
Probably get my.
Yeah.
Hello.
Alexa, turn off my overhead light. Oh, I turned her off. Never mind.
Ugh,
I think it's okay.
You have to turn it off like a person?
I have to get out of my chair? What? What's this world coming to?
It's you, you sweet baby boy.
All right.
You're just going to have to carry the show. Because I'm carrying him.
Yeah.
And I love him.
He is.
Which is very big for me because, you know, I'm a cat person.
I know. But he's kind of like a cat.
He is.
Like, he doesn't know how to dog yet, like I said.
Here, let me make you comfy so you can.
I don't hear my own voice, though. And
I hear you.
Do you hear me in your headphones?
Yeah.
Are my headphones unplugged or something?
No, they're in.
I love you. I love you, sweet boy. Sweet boy.
Okay. So, let's start. We are...
Don't flash the people, sir.
We are back again for another in-person...
Guess who's back?
Watch together episode.
Back again.
Reaction episode. We are going to do Holes or Fouls again.
Yes, because we love them.
It was good. And... You know how I've been talking about Beacon TV?
Yes.
I signed up for I paid for it,
yeah.
$5 a month. And I went and looked, and the only show I was really interested in is Dave Schrader and Cindy and Shane's new show.
Oh, yeah.
Paranormal. I think I said it wrong last time. I think I said Paranormal Mysteries or something like that. I think it's Paranormal Encounters.
I feel like you said that, though.
Did I? Maybe then it's Mysteries and I said Encounters.
No.
I don't know. Sorry,
whatever
guys.
Whatever it is that you think you said... Is
probably
that you think
other.
it is the opposite of what I don't know.
Right.
I just confuse myself.
Yeah, me too. So I did watch the first episode, or not even the whole first episode because it was a longish one.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched it because I was like, it was part one of two. And I thought, oh, that we probably wouldn't do two parter. So I just was like, I'll just watch it. So I was watching it, and then as I was watching it, I'm like, oh, no, this is really good. This is really good. Megan's got to see this.
Yeah.
So maybe we can go back to that.
Yeah. I'm fine with whatever.
Paranormal Encounters?
Hey, friends. Amy here. It's Paranormal Mysteries. Confirmed. Paranormal Mysteries. It's on Beacon TV. It's a really good show.
All right. So... We're back to watching Deadfest.
Yes. Deadfest. No, the Holes or Files.
And so we're going to roll.
The trusty dice game.
And should we do the same thing where if it's
yes.
an even number, it's season two. And
yes.
if it's an odd number, it's season one. Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to each roll a dice.
Okay. You got an even number.
Six.
So six. And three.
So nine. So one. Season one again.
Yep. Season one.
All right. And then we already did number eight. And
yep.
there's 10.
Okay.
So.
Three and so six. Season one, episode six.
Season one, episode six.
I gotta get my spectacles on.
All right.
Because even though it's close, I can't see it. I hate wearing my glasses, everybody. I want you all to know that. Ooh, this is The Haunting of Lambert Castle.
Ooh,
that's going to be good. That's going to be good. We got the terrifying beginning.
A woman who.
Hang on. I want to make sure that this is showing. Oh, it is. Okay. So now I can just go. Don't move it completely out of the way.
You're such a good boy.
Really good
folks,
at it.
We're having some technical difficulties over here.
Well, it's because I can't see my computer glasses on because they have the no glare.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, friends. Technical difficulties indeed. What I didn't discover at the time of recording was that in making the TV show window full screen so that we could see it, it botched up the placement of the screen in our recording window. And the stupid thing is now from here on to the rest of the episode covering most of Megan's face. I am blaming tech goblins for it happening, but I know that it's my fault for not catching it. Trust me, it won't happen again. All apologies to Megan.
All right, here we go. Back 10 seconds and start.
I saw a woman who I didn't recognize as myself today, but I knew I was her.
That's how I am in dreams.
She was on the
Oh, I'm not like
floor.
That.
Really?
Remind me to tell you about my dream.
Oh, yeah.
My Hallmark dream. Oh, no, this is a different one. I'll tell you about that one, but...
She was very upset about something. I began to feel the horror of something walked away, and I kept repeating, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either.
I do.
Please speak to us.
Get out!
No thanks.
It is not your house anymore.
Get out!
You died.
Didn't like that.
You must go away from this house.
Oh, no. This intro, I think, is advised for scariest intro with fear. What's the fear one?
Evil lives here.
Evil lives here.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
I don't like that one at all. And then you see like the different images like flicking in and out and someone's dragging a body. No thanks.
I don't want to know.
That doesn't sound like one of Hans's regular mediums.
It's not. That was a woman named Barbara Davidi. Hans interviewed her in 1991 about some paranormal experiences she was having. In 1972, Barbara started having these vivid dreams about an unknown castle. She had these dreams for 8 years. Then, in 1980, she and her husband were out for a drive when they stumbled upon this historic building. She felt compelled to go inside, and when she did, she recognized it immediately. It was Lambert Castle in Paterson, New Jersey.
How do we have a castle in the United States?
About for almost a decade.
That's weird.
Well, what do we know about it?
I know, it's not like we had any royalty.
It was built in 1893 by a wealthy silk manufacturer
super young
named Catalina Lambert. He designed the elaborate house for his wife, Isabella, and they lived out the rest of their days there.
Oh, that's romantic.
Did Hans ever encounter their spirits when he investigated
someone to build
them?
A castle for me.
My father never made
it
to Lambert
Castle.
Get to it.
He tried several times, but strange things kept stopping him.
Yeah, unexpected storms, closed roads... He wrote that he was being blocked from
Is
going
that him?
There for some
yeah, I think
reason,
so.
But
okay.
those that did make
oh,
it
wow.
inside found
That's
it somewhere to get his presence there. People reported full-body apparitions, the sound of a woman weeping, the strange sense of being drawn there.
Hans never made it there, but I think we need to go to New Jersey and do a full-scale investigation of the Lambert Castle.
Patterson, New Jersey.
Just a few miles from New York City.
We should do a little short episode on all
Something
the castles that there are in the United States.
And drew
yes, and the ghosts
in.
That are tied to
the
them.
The question is, why?
I love that. I bet we could get the gals from Haunted
Following
Haines to
Holzer
help us out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I bet they know
Cindy
a lot.
Has been
sure.
kept in the dark regarding this case file.
Baseline investigation.
12:28 a.m.
I'll be down at base camp.
Now, I missed it, probably because we were talking. Is this like...
All right, I'm going to start the thermal.
A castle somebody lives in, or is it like a museum?
I don't... I think at first, you know, I think it was somebody lived in it, because the guy built it for his wife, but I don't know if anybody's there now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. If I rewind, we'll be here all night. So.
I know, right, yeah.
Forgive us for not knowing
that.
On camera right now.
Okay.
It looks like a museum. It's got paintings on the walls.
It does. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I feel like I want to start upstairs.
Ooh, a thermal camera. Mm-hmm. Those always freak me out. Oh my God, that is a beautiful stained glass window. Yeah.
Little
wow.
Stretch. I see this man walking. I see him wearing a suit and he's walking around there. He's calling himself the Money Man.
The Money Man.
I feel like I can't focus. I feel confused. Like I'm jumping all over the place.
But she kind of is.
She looks like she's...
I just need a second.
She's kind of like...
To get tapped into this.
You can tell she seems discombobulated.
Yeah.
Okay.
She feels sick? Looks like she feels sick.
Yeah, it does. Looks like
I
she's gonna throw up.
A woman dressed in all white.
Oh, there it is.
Woman in all white.
All white. Always
but
a woman in white.
That I'm seeing, I feel like she wanders the halls of this house. I feel like she's here a lot.
I wonder if that's
and
his wife, Isabella.
It feels so strange in this place. It's like I'll get these bursts of where I feel a lot of energy and then it just gets cut. I just feel like I can't see. It's just
I
like
wonder
I
if something's cutting
deaf, dumb,
it.
And blind.
I bet.
I feel like I can't.
Amy Allen's had that before happen where
not
she's
myself.
Somewhere and she's trying to connect
That's
or she's trying
like,
to feel something
like myself
and
right
it's getting
now.
Shut down.
I don't know what that even means.
Going back downstairs. It looks like a cool place to
yeah,
visit.
It does. It looks very well
statues
kept.
And it looks
beautiful paintings on the walls and yeah, it's got to be a museum. Nope, don't like
that.
Yeah, what was that?
No, it's coming from, is it upstairs?
There's another man. He's standing way up on the third floor. He looks like he's in his 40s and he's wearing a nice suit, smoking a cigarette. He's just saying, I'm looking for my wife, I'm looking for my wife.
That's Kathleen.
That's gotta be him.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm not picking up on her.
Oh, so
but there's a secret there. There's some family secret. He
so maybe
had
the woman
a relationship
in white isn't
with
her.
Somebody else or would have gotten somebody else pregnant. There's like two different women. Or there's an affair or there's something like that that happened.
Ooh.
There is no connection with that.
Oh. Okay, we'll have to look into that because I don't know about that.
I mean, she could be picking up on somebody who visited the museum last week.
I'm trying to
tap
into it, but I'm being blocked. It's bizarre. And that doesn't happen very often, but I'm being blocked.
This is so unlike Cindy. Cindy's visions were blocked in a way that I've never seen before. Lambert Castle has secrets, and it intends to keep them.
I wonder if we're going to have another shusher.
I hope not. I did not like
I'm
that.
I'm able to speak to Barbara DeVitte.
Oh, she's still alive?
The reason Hans started this investigation in the first place.
Oh, she lives in a haunted
the
house too, it looks like.
Castle
for
may not
sure.
Learn to talk, but hopefully, Barbara will.
She looks good.
She does. She
I
doesn't look that much older than the princess
of the 60s. Brownstone Mansion 3 to 5 times a year for over 20 years. And I had never seen this place before.
Wow.
Hans Holzer, I felt, would be able to guide me on a pathway to finding out the reason. My first dream took place on the veranda of the castle. And then when I found Lambert Castle by accident, 8 years into the dreams, I went on the veranda. I stood there for a few moments and I knew this was the castle from my dreams.
She's very dramatic.
Yeah, she is.
Would your dreams
she's told this story
themselves?
A time
would
or two.
You always see the same
she tells it at every
story?
No. Each time it would be in a different part of the house. One time I dreamt I was on the second floor, crying, heartbroken. It was me, but it wasn't me.
You knew that you weren't yourself?
I'm not myself. That's what I feel like. I don't feel like myself right now.
Right, I was somebody else in another time.
What was the next dream that you remember?
Well, I was in the dining room when a blonde woman started to attack me.
What? That's not... Oh, that was a man in a
and
wig, for sure.
Her blonde wig fell off.
Oh!
And underneath She had dark hair.
Oh, it's still a woman, though.
And I went blind.
What?
I couldn't see.
That's what going blind means.
In case you...
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I could see Lambert Castle off in the distance.
Off.
And I went blind again. I feel that I'm living with some sort of secret. There's something about me and the connection to this place that
I
don't
have
the
answer to. The
last
one we watched, the guy felt like a connection to, right?
And I want to know.
Or no, I'm thinking of the last Dead Files one we did, where Kelly, the client Kelly, felt like she was connected to Angie Braddock, the faith healer's wife.
Yes.
For over 20 years. Hans Holzer, I felt, would be able to guide me on a pathway to finding
out
the
reason.
This
could be you if you'd let me hold you.
There were some striking similarities between Barbara's dreams and Cindy's experiences at the castle.
Vivi, you can come sit with me.
A sense of being someone other than herself. Betrayal. A long-buried secret. I'm headed back to the castle to meet with the director and get some concrete information about the mystery man who built this place. Catalina Lambert.
That is really pretty.
Catalina Lambert was born in England in 1834.
Hi.
He moved over to the U.S. by himself at the age of 17.
Wow. Gee, that's young.
In Boston, that can't he started be him working at 17. For a company that did dress okay. trimmings. And he amassed a very large fortune, which today would probably be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
It's definitely a rags to riches story. When he was in Boston is when he met Isabella, his wife. They, by all accounts, were very much in love.
Oh.
But had a very tragic personal life together.
Oh, let me guess. They
when
lost a lot of kids.
They had 8 children together.
That's a lot of
All but one of them died before Mr. Lambert died.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So this is Clifford. Clifford was their fifth-born son. He died 1 year and 5 months old.
Oh, my God.
Then within 5 years, they lost 3 more sons.
Wow. God.
Another child and 2 adults.
And they lost their 2 daughters as well as adults.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Daughters.
I have a picture of their daughter, Isabel. Both she and her sister, Florence, lived to be adults. Florence died in her 20s. She was 24. Isabel died in her 40s.
Wow.
Before their father.
Yeah, he buried a lot of children.
7 of their children before he passed away.
Yes. I think that's why
that's
he designed
horrible.
The castle in the way he did. There's a frieze in the music room, and it has 7 cherubs on it.
Oh, that's sweet.
The cherubs
and
are
5
little boy cherubs and 2 little girl cherubs. There's also a stained glass window that is dedicated to their daughter Florence, the oldest child.
Talk to me, if you would, about Isabella, the love of his life.
Isabella died in this house in 1901. And then he did something that's a little bit strange to us today.
Uh-oh.
A few years later, he actually married her widowed sister.
Oh.
His
I feel like that was pretty common back
and then.
Then
she lived with him for quite a while, but she died in the 19-teens.
He lost two wives in residence in this home.
Yes.
Did she die as well in this place?
Yes, she died in the house, and so did he.
That could be the betrayal that
like
she
a
felt.
Tomb.
Oh, yep, yep.
In many ways.
Yep. Especially if
Hans
she was
always believed that
already a
tragic
ghost back
or
then.
Untimely mm-hmm. death could cause a haunting. And Catalina and his wife, Isabella, saw more than their share of tragedy and
death.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
But the question remains, what is it about Lambert Castle that calls some people to it and pushes others away? Gabe found a local woman named April who's had some paranormal experiences here. Maybe she can help us figure it out.
I heard about the castle, so I wanted to take a tour of it. And as
oh my God,
I'm walking,
I love the
something
accents.
Catches my eye.
I love the accents.
And I look down, and I see this woman in a long white gown glide across the room where she meets a man that's well-dressed in a suit, and they embrace. Well, when they embrace, the man just disappears into thin air.
Wow.
And then she's startled, and she's like, she looks upset, like, you know, where'd he go? She looks distraught.
And what happens to her?
That was in just very 80s veil, too.
Fading away.
Yeah.
A lot of beads and pearls.
Is that the only thing that happened to you here?
No.
I wonder if she doesn't know she's dead.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, yeah. I start hearing a woman, like a heart-wrenching cry.
Oh.
It sounded like somebody was crying over a loss, over something.
The Lambert family lost several children at a very young age.
Oh, my God. That's exactly how she sounded, like she lost a child.
How did that affect you?
After the cry, I had a dream.
A dream?
I dreamt that I was back here, but I was in the bedroom where the woman was crying, and she's wailing in a heart-wrenching cry. And she looks up at me and she goes, I'm not the woman they think I am.
I'm not
what?
Myself.
Because of that.
It wasn't
the
me.
Wig.
Yeah.
So maybe that means impersonating somebody.
Yeah. Or maybe it means that I'm not the person they think I am. Like, I did something they
Isabella
wouldn't
Lambert
believe.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I killed my children.
And her that, crying out for her dead children. I mean, it seems obvious.
I mean, when so many kids
die at a young age, it
does make
me think
that
April is now the third person that says she's had a vision of someone saying, I'm not who they think I am.
He's asleep.
I'm not myself.
It was me, but it wasn't me.
And if it is Isabel and Catalina here, what secrets are they hiding? Blocking some people like Hans and Cindy.
I feel like I can't focus. I feel confused. I'm being blocked.
While calling out to others, drawing them in through their dreams.
She said the deaths that happened there would be a terrible tale.
Tonight, we'll conduct a full investigation. And hopefully, we can break through these walls and get to the heart of the mystery of Lambert Castle.
Mystery of Lambert Castle. Heart of the mystery. Sounds like we have a title.
That's a good title. 1:52 a.m. Investigation.
Here's where they put Shane in the basement and something touches him and he loses his mind.
And then I lose my mind. He is very cute, though.
He is cute. God, that's
as
a cool place.
As we enter the door of the house, which is filled with antiques.
This is from 1967. It's hot.
One becomes immediately aware
there's always
of
a
atmosphere fucking of mystery,
horsey.
Which
Rocky horse.
Permeates the entire building. There is attached to it a story of a ghost.
That's kind of why we're here.
Haunting.
I would be disappointed if there were.
And he's like, well, there's no ghosts here. I just am out for a midnight stroll.
Since this is the area that seems to have so much of the attraction focused on it, maybe we should start off the investigation right here.
I can get the SLS camera.
Okay.
And maybe we can do an EVP session and see what we can pick up.
Sounds good. EVP session number one in
when
the
Cindy's
Great Hall,
in like the night vision, she looks like a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, look how young
it
she looks.
Gets rid of any kind of.
First of all, we'd just like to invite
aging
anyone
on your face
to board and talk with us this evening.
No wrinkles. No, she doesn't really have wrinkles anyway.
No, she doesn't, but.
Catalina Lambert. Are you here with us?
There are a lot of spirits coming in right now, you guys. It's going to be busy tonight.
It's going to be busy.
Do you know who the woman is that was crying upstairs? Is there anything we can do to help her?
I got major chills right now, and I don't even know why.
I got chills.
Because he's here.
They're multiplying. Do you hate ads? You might want to consider joining us over on Patreon. Tiers start at $3 a month, but all tiers get equal access with perks such as ad-free episodes that drop earlier than the public release, virtual happy hours where we swap ghost stories face-to-face, and other exclusive content like behind-the-scenes stuff, extras like bingo cards, and bloopers and outtakes too. Join our tight-knit, witchy-cool community that actually gets your paranormal memes. Creep on over to patreon.com/theactivitycontinues. We hope to see you in the Haunted Lounge. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with Three Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity continues.
Did you hear that?
Somebody just spoke over here.
That's totally Kathalina.
Oh my God. They don't normally hear it with their own ears.
No, they don't.
Till it's on a recording.
Like a recording or something. Right, or like a spirit box.
This might be a time to separate.
Nope, I feel like that's the time to stick together.
He did that last time too. Maybe now's a good time to separate. Really, and you said, no, now's the time not to separate.
That means you're crying. And also, you know, I was really blocked the other night. I don't feel that's happening tonight. It doesn't feel the same, but I don't know. I won't know until I get up there.
All right, sounds good.
Then they're like, Shane, go in the basement.
Yeah.
And do a spirit box.
Oh, spirit box, good.
Ooh, I do like that.
He's got, above the fireplace, kind of a shrine to his seven children that he lost.
Oh, that's right.
And see if we can get any kind of interaction in there.
Okay.
All right? Be careful.
Yeah.
When they go, I want them to be like, and break.
Like, on their hands in the middle.
Yeah. One, two, three, ghost hunters.
We're here out of respect. We want to know your story and know if there's anything that we can do to help you.
That one looks like a mustache. He's got a little mustache.
EVP session, Cindy upstairs.
Maybe he's the one that died when he was 40.
No, that was the girl.
Oh.
Their oldest, Isabella.
Channeled through me by writing.
I thought Isabella was the mom's name. Or was it?
It is.
Oh, okay. So we have another female junior.
Yes.
Interesting.
I have the spirit box here.
And the spirit box is the one that they can hear right away, right?
Yeah, it's the one that has, like, I believe, we'll find out, but I think it's the one where there's already words programmed in, and then it does, like, a...
Mr. Lambert.
Radio signal kind of thing.
What is it you'd like to tell us?
Leave.
I don't like that.
Man, I don't like that either.
Clear.
I'd be like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Shane and Dave are together. They didn't shove Shane in the basement this
good,
time.
Thank God. Hopefully they learned. Poor Shane.
Mr. Lambert. What is it you'd like to tell us?
Leave.
Man, that was clear.
Leave.
I am the woman who lost her life here. I was not well. Oh, and I died, but no one could help me.
Why was Barbara having dreams about this place?
The ghost is like, I don't fucking know.
For a reason.
What reason?
Psychic. Reason? She's psychic.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
She was feeling all that energy and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else here with you? I don't even feel her anymore. It's weird. Everything just went flat for a second. Why is that happening?
That was a girl.
Hurry. Where?
Bedroom.
Bedroom. We're here to try to communicate with the spirits of Isabel or Mr. Kathalina Lambert.
He went that way. He went that way.
Oh.
Isabel. Isabel Lambert, are you here with us? Have you been reunited with your children and your husband? Are your children here with you now?
She's holding something in her hand. I wonder if she's got like something from the museum that's like a piece of...
Oh, maybe.
What was that?
Look like she's holding something.
Yeah.
Or something.
It's like straight electricity down my body right now.
Huh?
Were you
I heard that.
Yes.
I did not hear
it sounded
that.
Like
I just
moaning.
Is that
or
crying?
Like wailing.
Oh, that. Yeah. What?
It's hard to tell what's put in post-production and what is actually happening.
I can't hear it.
So now they can hear it, but Cindy the medium can't. Interesting.
It's weird.
Straight electricity down my body right now.
I'm also hearing the dog.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that crying?
What?
You didn't just hear that just now.
I can't hear it.
There are so many possibilities to what it is that could be going on in this hall. And with luck, maybe in the evidence, we were able to capture that answer. Let's go.
Where'd he go?
30 years after Hans first met with Barbara DeVito,
I'll hold him if
we finally conducted a thorough investigation of Lambert Castle.
I mean, if you
can
want
you play that one more
time?
He's
your dog.
Sure.
Are your children
you
here with you now?
No.
Can you talk right into here?
What else do we have? But is the missing piece that Hans was looking for in the evidence?
It's like straight electricity down my body right now.
Well, now she hears it.
Is that crying?
Yeah.
What?
You didn't just hear that just now.
How the hell did I not hear that? That's loud.
That is really weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not an EVP. That's
direct voice phenomenon.
That actually makes me a little bit uncomfortable. They were controlling that.
Shane, let's pull up the spirit.
Yeah,
watch.
That's
they were controlling her, being able to hear it. That's
paranormal
really
activity
weird.
Around every turn of that castle. But the voices Shane and I heard. Why was Barbara having dreams about this place? When we were using the spirit box down in the parlor area. Oh, yes. That's got me thinking. What does all of this mean to you?
It means I'm living with some sort of secret.
I wonder
Maybe
if they're going
to
bring her back into that.
Yeah. I don't know, because she didn't have the same, like,
Barbara.
Hesitancy. I don't feel like, yeah.
Well, maybe a little
inside the castle. It's inside Barbara.
What?
Cindy, how do you feel about past life regressions?
I think past life regressions can be really effective. If she, in fact, had a past life at the Lambert Castle, she might put the pieces of a puzzle together. A past life will leave an imprint on the soul. So a lot of really valuable information can come out.
That's so fascinating. Uh-huh. I want to do it.
If our answer lies in Barbara, we're going to have to dig for it.
I see your little one ball.
Cindy has a colleague, Damien, who practices past life regression hypnosis. And Barbara is willing to give it a try.
Are you ready to start?
Uh-oh. Are you getting jealous?
His patients down the path of their innermost subconscious to memories of their past lives.
You're going to go into a wonderful place. We're going to look for answers.
And the answers come from you.
If there's some closed door in Barbara's subconscious that's
keeping
her from the truth, he can help her unlock it.
What I'd like you to do now is just close your eyes.
I just folded you in half.
Hans wasn't only a believer in hypnotherapy.
Relax completely. Deeper, deeper.
He was a master at it.
Shall we go back? Beyond threshold of birth.
I'd like your mind to just fall at ease.
Hans, if you're watching from the other side,
as I count down from 3 to 1, we're so deep.
We hope you finally get the answers to the case that eluded you over 30 years ago.
Three. Remember every experience that you've had. Two. Whether in this body or any other body. And one. Tell me, what do you see?
Darkness.
Because her eyes are closed.
Otherwise, nothing.
Shadows.
What is your name?
Isabel.
Brunhilda.
Brunhilda?
Holy shit!
What year are we in?
1784.
Jeez. I wonder if she was like the maid or something.
When I reach the number one, you'll be landed in a different time, in a different place.
He's like, that's no, we don't want Brunhilda.
We don't like Brunhilda means nothing. Let's move on.
And one, the light dissipates. Describe what you see.
Vivi?
I look like a boy.
Are you a happy boy?
I was.
What's happened that's made you unhappy?
I died.
Well, that'll do it.
I have to go away.
Yeah, maybe you gotta get to
it. Are you related to anyone by the last name of Lambert?
No.
That was kind of a leading question.
I want you to float away to a different past life. Picture yourself now in a long wheatgrass field. Has a path cut out in the middle of it. And take a walk in your mind along that path.
Mother calls me. Bella.
Bella?
Isabella.
Where are
Lambert?
You?
Lambert. Boston.
What are you doing in Boston?
I go to school.
That's where they're from, or where she was from.
I'm learning how to be a lady.
Learning how to be a lady.
What did you die of?
Childbirth.
Oh.
Childbirth.
That'll do it.
Childbirth. Did they know that?
Did your child survive?
Yes.
Do you know a woman named Isabella Lambert?
That's me.
She's my mother.
Oh. It's like, who's tapping my shoulder?
Did you ever come to New Jersey in your life?
Yes. Papa.
I'm sorry, what?
Papa's in New Jersey.
What's Papa's name?
Catalina.
Commercial break.
Commercial. What could his name be?
Lambert Castle.
I know he does.
Like,
I don't think he has bones.
It calls out to you, draws you in, but if you get too close looking for answers, you end up dead on the rocks.
Or the bricks.
We tried something different.
It's made of bricks.
We're here because you contacted Hans Holzer almost 30 years ago. You were having vivid dreams of this place. For 22 years.
That is a long time.
And they started before you even knew this place existed.
That's right.
I wonder why they
so
stopped.
Our first step was to investigate.
When I did the first baseline investigation, I sensed Catalina Lambert. I knew his wives were here. But every time I tried to speak about his wives, I was blocked. As if the spirits in this house maybe didn't want me to see certain things.
Barbara, does that sound familiar to you, that her vision was shut down?
Yes. I had two dreams in which I went blind.
As if something blocked you.
Interesting. Yes.
Another woman that we met with.
April, see, I would have never put that together.
Of a woman who kept relating to her.
I'm not the woman they think I am.
And in one of your visions, you saw a woman unveiled herself to be somebody else, right?
Yes.
There's definitely energy that draws people here, but doesn't want its secrets to get out. So we had to find a different way in. Your dreams were so specific, and they went on for so long. We believed that you had the missing puzzle piece. in your subconscious.
So mm-hmm. I assume they haven't told her yet if she thinks she is.
Oh.
And to tell you the truth, knowing what you knew about this history, I was expecting you to jump right into this family. But you didn't.
What is your name?
Brunhilde.
First, you were connecting with what sounded like an old German woman's name. Then?
I look like a boy.
A young boy.
Are you related to anyone by the last name of Lambert?
No.
Who clearly wasn't related to this family. But it was your third regression that landed you in a finishing school in Boston.
What's Papa's name?
Catalina.
Wow, I'm shocked, said nobody watching this.
Knew almost everything about Isabel Lambert, daughter of Catalina and his wife, Isabel.
That's amazing.
You even knew her nickname, Bella.
Well, she would have probably known that anyway, having dreamed about this for so long.
That in a past life, you were Isabella Lambert, the daughter. But that was before Damien asked us to review the tape.
Who's Damien?
During a critical moment.
Oh, the guy doing, okay.
It said Bertrand, but maybe that's his last name.
Listen carefully. After we respond to Damien's question.
Do you know a woman named Isabella Lambert?
She's my mother.
Ooh.
No.
You heard that?
Yes. She's my mother.
See, I didn't hear no.
I hear
Yeah, I hear like a demonic growl.
But during this, he heard it over his shoulder. And that may be the key to what's been going on. Now, bear with us. I know this is a lot, but there's one more thing.
And that's not all. But wait, there's more.
Down my body right now.
Crying.
Yes.
We heard very vividly out loud a woman crying.
Yeah.
Which is known as direct voice phenomena.
I've never heard it called
I've
that.
I've never heard that either.
That Isabella.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, but it makes sense because if it's EVP electronic.
She's the woman we heard crying. And is also the one that called out no when you said you were her daughter.
Oh.
The first night that I came in here,
wait.
I kept hearing
hang on.
He had a relationship with
somebody.
Isabella is not Isabella's daughter.
Yeah.
So that means probably Catalina is really her father.
Right, but
he had an affair with somebody.
Maybe her sister, and that's why they got married.
Maybe. And he.
And that would explain why she raised Isabella, Isabel raised Isabella because it was her niece.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's
that
it.
Sounds like I'm going to.
Yeah.
Else or would have gotten somebody else pregnant, or there's an affair, or there's something like that that happened.
We always felt this house was a tribute to all of Catalina's lost children. But what if this was just an elaborate apology for an indiscretion? An infidelity. What if Isabella was Mr. Lambert's daughter, but not Mrs. Lambert's?
Yep. We got it.
Betrayal. Mm-hmm. I'm a skeptic. And this is making me believe what we did here.
I wouldn't say you were a skeptic.
Yeah, let's calm down there, Brunhilde.
If that is your name.
Does it feel strange to know that you were this kind of dark secret for this family?
How shall I put this? there's more mystery in the world than we can understand.
But you're a skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
In my mind, I never got the answers I needed. But it's all coming together for me now.
Hans Holzer believed that dreams could both warn us about the future and unlock mysteries of the past. Isabel Lambert had a story to tell. It wouldn't be stopped by time or space or life or death.
Past lives don't just exist in a vacuum.
Yes.
We were brought together into this case to finish what you and Hans started 30 years ago. We're glad that we were able to carry on Hans's work so that we could finally get to the bottom of this mystery.
Me too. I thank you both.
Thank you. But Barbara Davidi, she isn't the only one haunted by Lambert Castle. This is just one of its secrets. It makes you wonder, what other mysteries lie waiting inside those walls?
I noticed that the producer mm-hmm. of this show is the same as the Dead Files, Jim Casey.
Oh, yeah.
And then it said Painless TV, which is the production company.
Interesting.
That was also the Dead Files.
When you know how there's those TikToks of like aunts leaving and they have a big bag and they're carrying the baby out in the bag.
Are you going to take my puppy?
Yeah.
He's not officially mine yet. I mean, he kind of is, but like we did all the work.
I mean, if you paid already.
We did. But then they said the adoption is not final until his vetting is done. And the last thing he has to do is get neutered. And that's not until the end of July.
Why is it so far out?
I don't know. I asked that question. I haven't gotten an answer yet.
No.
Probably because he's too skinny. Probably need to fatten him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anywho, that was a good one.
It was good. Yeah.
I will say, I don't feel like they... It wasn't very clear at the end. Like, the way that Dave was talking is like, we've solved this mystery, but there's other ones. And to me, it didn't really feel like they solved it. Like... And again, they could have edited out, but like, yes, she was Isabella from the past life, but like, we don't know, you know, if that's true. We don't know who he would have had an affair with, mm-hmm. if, you know, so, but again, they might not have actually known that too. Like, how can you know? So I feel like the other one was wrapped up a little bit better than mm-hmm. this one, the first episode we watched, but again, they might have had more information yeah. that they just didn't have for this one.
Yeah.
Especially, I did think this was a good episode.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And especially knowing it's the same production team.
Yeah.
And we know how they cut.
Edit.
Mm-hmm.
And they
never show edits. We know that. But,
no, but they cut it to make it seem one way when it's a completely mm-hmm. different way.
Yeah, that's happened. And I don't know if they have the same editing team. I'm going to assume they do. But
probably.
Anyway. But that was good.
That was a good one.
It was fun.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And yeah, we will get working on compiling a list of castles in the United yes, States.
We came up with that idea, and by we, I mean Amy. and I just said, wow, that's a great idea.
So I'll get started on that, see what we got. Maybe there's something that's close enough we could go to.
Don't you tease me. I waffle back and forth between being very brave and being like, I could not do this.
Yeah. I know.
It's usually I'm brave during the daytime.
Yeah.
So that was a good episode.
She crawls up my leg.
I know.
And then I lean down to pick her up and she runs.
I told her, I said, if you would let me pick you up, then this yeah. could be you. Because she was looking at me mm-hmm. holding Mr. here.
Yeah.
Very jealously.
Yeah. She acts like she's jealous, but it's not what she wants. So I don't get it.
She doesn't. She doesn't know.
She doesn't know what she wants. Who does? Does anybody know what they want?
Hi.
All right. Well, that was good.
Yeah.
We could do another Holzer Files. We could do a different show. We could do Ghost Brothers.
I want to do Ghost Brothers next.
Okay.
I think we need a little comedy.
Yeah, let's do Ghost Brothers next.
Because I love that show.
And there's so many iterations of that show. Mm-hmm. Like there's the regular, the first one, and then there's another one where I think they go to people's homes instead mm-hmm. of like
businesses or.
And so we can like roll for which series. Ow. I've had a bad shoulder for a month now. We can roll for what series we mm-hmm. do and then roll for season and roll for episodes. That'll mm-hmm. be a real wild card.
Calm down. Calm down,
Calm
everybody.
Calm down. So join us for that next time.
Yeah.
And we will see you soon.
Thank you for joining us.
Yep.
Bye. Look at this little baby.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.